Well, good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. I hope everybody's had a good week. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And we've been talking this week about John chapter 15, where Jesus says, I am the vine, or I am the true vine. And he tells us, you and I are the branches. And if we remain in him, Jesus says this multiple times throughout the passage, if you remain in me, if you abide in me, if you stay in me, then you'll bear much fruit. And if you don't, and you won't bear fruit. And he said, as we talked about on Monday, that the Father is the vine dresser and he cuts away the branches that don't bear any fruit, but he prunes the branches that do bear fruit. What I wanted to dig into a little bit more this morning was just this idea of how is it that we abide in Christ? How is it that we remain in Christ? And I would imagine that for many of us, when we think about, okay, how do I stay connected to Christ? How do I make sure I'm depending on Christ? We go immediately to things like, I need to read the Bible. I need to spend time in prayer. I need to go make sure I go to church on Sundays and I'm there with the greater body of believers. I need to be at life group, right, with a smaller body of believers. And I would say that is part of the answer. Those are things that God tells us to do. He tells us not to neglect meeting together. He tells us to be in the Word of God. We see in the Word of God encouragements to be in the Word of God and statements from Jesus himself that says, hey, we live on every word that comes from God's mouth. So all of those things, right, prayer, time in the Word, those things are things that God tells us to do and things that do help us remain in Christ. But there's something maybe a larger category or larger statement that Jesus makes. He actually says this four times leading up to his statements about if you remain in me. He says four times at the end of John chapter 14, as he leads up to John chapter 15, this statement, he says, if you love me, you'll do what I say. If you love me, you will obey me. He says it three times positively and one time negatively. He says, hey, if you don't love me, then you won't do what I say. And so I was kind of reflecting on that this week, that oftentimes a lot of those things that we think about to do to remain in Christ, those are things that, again, we do in obedience to Jesus. But I think sometimes when we think about the word obedience itself, or the idea or concept of obedience, we don't necessarily equate that with love. Jesus, I think, seems to be saying, at least in some ways, hey, part of how you abide in me is that you obey me, and that obedience is rooted out of your love for me. And I think when we think about obedience, we think about conformity or drudgery or, man, I'm doing this even though I don't necessarily want to do these things. And Jesus doesn't seem to talk about obedience like that. In fact, in the Great Commission, Jesus tells his disciples, tells the church, go make disciples, and baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And then he says, teach them to obey everything that I have commanded you. Jesus doesn't seem to view obedience like that. And he seems to be saying, I think in context, that part of the way that we abide in Christ and remain in Christ is when we do the things that he's called us to do, and we do those things with a joyful heart because we love Christ. We love Jesus, we trust Jesus, we depend on Jesus, and so we do things like read the Word, we do things like be in prayer, we do things like be in church on Sundays or go to life group, but also loving our neighbors as ourselves, treating our spouse kindly and not with harshness, and showing respect, and looking at our children and taking seriously what Jesus, dads, right? Jesus says to fathers through the scriptures, don't exasperate your children, but instead raise them up in the instruction and discipline of the Lord, that we take those things seriously and we say, man, I want to obey those things. I want to do what Jesus has called me to do because of how much I love him. And that's part of how we abide in Christ, how we remain in Christ, as we look at our lives and we say, am I doing the things that God has called me to do because I love him so much? And so I want to give us time to pray this morning, and maybe pray around a couple of things. Number one, if you're just not doing the things that God has called you to do, and you know that, maybe the Holy Spirit has been speaking to you in various areas of your life where you're just kind of walking in sin, and you know it, and you know you're not doing something God has called you to do, or you're doing something God hasn't called you to do, that is an obedience issue, and that's also a love issue, right? Man, I like Do I really love Christ enough to approach this area of my life and say, man, I don't want to do this anymore, because I know if I'll do what Christ has called me to do, I love him and trust him so much that I really believe if I live my life inside the lines he's given me, that I'll flourish. And so go to the Lord and say, Lord, help me to love you more and help me to trust you more with this area of my life. Maybe it's just you're seeing areas of your life where you are kind of doing the things God called you to do, but you know, not with the attitude that he really wants you to do it with. Maybe you're doing it begrudgingly or just frustratedly, or you're like, man, God, why would you ask me to do this? I don't really have time to love my neighbors well, or whatever it may be. I would encourage you to go to the Lord and say, God, not only do I want to do the things you've called me to do, but I want to do it with the right heart, because I know that obedience and love are so intimately connected in the scriptures. I don't obey these things because I think that you'll love me more. I obey because I know how much you love me and that you really do have all the best for me. You've given me the best in yourself. And when I obey, when I do the things you've called me to do, I know, God, that you're there, that you smile upon that, and that I flourish as I obey. And it's part of how I remain in you. So let's take some time and just pray over those things this morning. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning for the LifePoint Drivecast. Have a great weekend, and we will see you on Monday.